Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
My people, my people. Aboriginal people.
You're listening to National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome to your daily program, National Talk Black. Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry coming to you live here from the Pullman Hotel here in Cairns, Abbott Street on Gimoy Country. And we're here for the Kasanam and the conference for 2021, the first of 10 conference. So Kasanam is the Congress of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Nurses and Midwives. So we are giving birth to the conferences for the next 10 conferences starting this year in 2021 here in Cairns on Gimoy Country. Trendy Trev from the Murray from the Curry, I'm your host, and taking you right to 12 noon Queensland time. We're going to catch up and have a yarn now with the chairperson of the Kasanam, and that's Marnie Tuala, who's come to join me. A very good morning, Marnie. How are you?
Chingiwala, I'm well, thank you.
Good, my sister. First of all, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Yep, so I'm Wurrung Wubba Gujumbura woman of the Bundjalung Nation from far northern New South Wales.
Fantastic, beautiful country there. Now, you're the chairperson of Kasanam. How long have you been the chairperson?
Yeah, so I was put into the seat in January 2019, re-elected for the year in March 2019, and again in the following year. So this is my second year full term.
Enjoying that journey?
Yeah, it's a great journey. It's a challenge.
Yes.
Good personal, professional growth, but an honour to serve our people.
And I must congratulate you and pat you on the back in regard to your appointment of the CEO of the fantastic corporation, Kasanam, in Professor Roy-Ann West, who's my cousin, but a fantastic person she is, and a professional person she is. And I think you've scored well. I think Kasanam has scored well, yes?
Absolutely. I think it was, there's no doubt that Professor West is the best person in the country to lead this organisation. We are privileged to have her at the helm for this rebirth of Kasanam. And she's a long-serving friend of mine and a mentor to me in my professional career, so it's an absolute privilege to work alongside her.
Fantastic, yeah. It's about having the right people steer the ship forward, and a beautiful person in Professor Roy-Ann. When you look at the First Nation nurses and midwives in this country, it's only small, isn't it? But there's potential to grow, yes?
Absolutely. I think, you know, we've got to address, there's a lot of things we need to address in institutional racism and a lot of the barriers that prevent the recruitment and retention of our workforce. But Aboriginal nurses and midwives make up the largest percentage of our Aboriginal health workforce at around 60%.
Yes.
But in saying that, the midwifery workforce is a mere 1% identifies Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander midwives, so around 230.
Mm-hmm.
And today, to reach parity, we need 1,004 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander midwives today. So still a lot of work to do,
yes.
But that's going to happen at the systemic level, at a national level, and that's what Kasanam's here for.
Fantastic. So when you look at our young brothers and sisters who are going through their degree as nurses and midwives, you mentioned the fact that racism, which is an ugly tool that prevents our mob from going forward. Kasanam is the support for our students to achieve the goal, yes?
Absolutely. You know, we're informing that national policy agenda around our mob, our workforce, and it's integral that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are leading the conversation around curriculum development, around accreditation standards in nursing and midwifery, and that's the role of Kasanam. We're strong, we're deadly,
yes.
And we're here to change the face of the game whilst honouring our elders and our old people that started this journey a long time before us and
yes.
Have laid some very solid foundations.
Exactly. And when you're talking births and deaths, well, Kasanam, all of us, every human being on planet Earth is a part of that format, birth and death, you know. So Kasanam is a very important tool for our mob and moving forward and making First Nation people in this country stronger. I mean, 60,000 years, we're looking at 60,000 years into the future too, aren't we?
Absolutely. And how do we tap into those intrinsic ancient knowledges to strengthen our existing health system? That's what's missing. Where are our Indigenous knowledges in our health services?
Mm-hmm.
We need to utilise that 60,000 years of knowledges that has built the resilience and the well-being of our people, and will do far into the future.
Yeah, so look, hats up to you and your board of directors, as well as the CEO, Professor Roy-Ann, in regard to having a conference here in Cairns. That has been witnessed in regard to your engagement with First Nation business owners, First Nation young and up-and-coming emerging artists, for example. I see a lot of exhibitors here who are First Nation people who've got their own businesses, and the phrase I use is high tide rises all ships. So we are getting it together and using this tool as a vehicle to not only in that space of nursing and midwives, but to help all black people rise no matter what field.
That's right, and we're Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people first,
yes,
before we're nurses and midwives. So it's around self-determination, it's around sovereignty and recognising the talent and depth that we hold in our communities, and making sure that those voices through the arts, through, you know, whatever it may be, that those voices are privileged.
Fantastic. Marnie, look, deadly talking with you, my sister. Thank you very much for joining us here on National Talk Black. Will yarn soon, my sister, and all the best, hey?
Your way. Thank you.
Too deadly. And there is a beautiful yarn there with Marnie Chuala. She's the chairperson of CASANAM. CASANAM, Congress of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Nurses and Midwives. And we have the conference here in Cairns, and here for the first of 10 conferences across this country. And we are giving birth, like I said, to the first conference here in Cairns on Gimoi Wallaburri, Yidinji country. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn with the board, you're on Trevor Tim, Trinity Trip, Murray from the Curry, and Yarn Upstrong here at the Outdoor Broadcast with BBM 98.7 FM. We're going to jump straight in. Very busy, got a lineup of people I want to yarn to. Got Professor Juanita Sherwood, who's come to join us. She's the founding member, fellow, and inaugural Elders Council. Professor Juanita, very good morning. How are you?
Great, thanks.
Thank you for coming to the program. First of all, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Okay, I'm from New South Wales, Wiradjuri, Ewan. And I've got some Murray connections too.
There you go, family. Murray connection. There it is. Beautiful. Look, thank you for coming to the program. Look, when we're talking about CASANAM, just spoke to the chairperson, Marnie Chuala. This fantastic organisation moving forward is like the rebirth of regenerating this fantastic organisation. Professor, in what field, Juanita, would I say?
Okay, well, I'm a professor in, Indigenous health and education, and my work has been around decolonizing, how colonization has caused our health issues, and decolonizing that system, and from a research agenda, from us standing strong around who we are, strength-based models, trying to reduce deficit. And I'm currently working at Charles Sturt University as the Pro Vice Chancellor, Indigenous Engagement.
So, got your work cut out for you.
I have.
And but it's about using the time and the passion, and using the tools that are available in regarding education, knowledge, but also having First Nation knowledge at the table.
Exactly.
No matter what industry we're talking.
Yeah. And we're gifted today because we do have our elders group, and I worked in Redfern for a very long time, and so I was very lucky to work with Aunty Dulcie. She was my star, and a number of other First Nation nurses that work there.
And she's with us here today.
And she's here.
Getting recognised tonight at the Ogle dinner,
So very, you know, I've seen where we were part of the starting space, and so I've seen what we've done and what we've achieved, and we've achieved a lot, but we've got more to go. And so
a long way to go.
So, and I think we've got a very strong CEO. And we've got a great board, and we've got we are going to jump and do really fabulous things.
And the phrase I use is teamwork makes the dream work. So you've got a beautiful team here that's steering the ship into the future. And we could make it stronger when we're getting our mob, who become professionals, thank you very much, in your field and coming back to the table.
Yeah.
And nothing beats black on black.
No.
Exactly. Too deadly. Thank you.
Thank you.
And so all the best to you, Professor Juanita Sherwood.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us. Enjoy the rest of the conference, and enjoy country.
Thank you.
Thank you, sister. Too deadly. A beautiful yarn there with Professor Juanita Sherwood, and she's the founding member, fellow, and inaugural Elders Council, and here at the conference, CASANAM, and yarning up strong here with Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. Stay tuned. We're coming to you live at the Pullman Hotel here in Cairns on Gimoi Country on Abbott Street for the CASANAM conference, the first of 10. And like I said, we just gave birth to the conference here in Cairns. Stay tuned, and I'll come back after these messages. BBM 98.7 FM. To Daily Mob, welcome back to your live outdoor broadcast, National Talk Black. Come to you live here from the Pullman Hotel, Trendy Trevor and Mike Murray from the Curry, here on Gimoy Country for the CASANAM conference. CASANAM is Congress of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Nurses and Midwives, and the first of many 10 conferences for 2021. And this is the first one we've given birth to the conferences of CASANAM, pardon the puns. Trendy Trevor, you're going to catch up a yarn with one of the keynote speakers at the conference. We have Murumul, and he's the Foreign Minister of the Foreign Affairs Minister of the SYG, Sovereign Yidinji Government. A very good morning, Minister. How are you? Yeah, I'm very good. Yeah, thank you very much for coming in. Sorry. Welcome to the program.
And yes, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, my brother. Thank you very much. Can you let the mob know who your mob, where you're from?
Yes, well, Murumul Wallabara suggests that from the city of Gimoy and the Yidinji Nation. And so very happy to be here today, and so much expertise and vibrancy.
Yes.
Energy, you know what I mean?
And it's like that when black people get together at conferences, it is, they say, a professional circle, but it's a yarning circle, isn't it?
Well, it's done in a way that's it's formal, but it's not too over the top in that regard.
Mm.
But today we had the wonderful performances and welcomes.
Yes.
And, that was a really important part for me. Like that's the main,
yes,
that's the main deal of it. You know, like people are feeling welcome to this place here, and the Minjil mob, the dancers, and
yes,
Guju Guju, and Janet, and everyone feel welcome. You know,
exactly.
That's really important.
Exactly, very important. So you, as a keynote speaker at CASANAM, as the representative, well, the Minister of Foreign Affairs for SYG, Sovereign Yidinji Government. So just quickly, educate our listeners if they're not really aware of SYG, Sovereign Yidinji Government. Yidinji country is open for business.
Yeah, it's basically its own government. So every tribe has the ability to create its own government.
Yes.
But most of the tribal people are living inside of Australia. They're using Australian identities, and there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
But we have decided to form our government to assist the Commonwealth on different matters, and that's to look after it, to make sure that you know, we can say to it, "Hey, look, we want you to look after us from other international actors."
Okay.
You know,
yes,
who may have warships in the area and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, that's what we look and value the Commonwealth of Australia as performing those roles and responsibilities.
So there's a magical word there, assist the Commonwealth, the Australian government.
Yeah.
So they should not be threatened by the Sovereign Yidinji government, yes?
No, because they'll be destroying their own courts, and all their academics would be destroying the Commonwealth, because they're the ones who are saying that Yidinji own the land pursuant to their law.
Sure. Under United Nations, rights of Indigenous people.
Well, yeah, so that was something Australia committed to. And we're saying to Australia, well, we can help you with that. You've made, you said you signed this document. No one forced you to sign that.
Yes.
But the Indigenous Nation's here to help, and we're not doing it for any money. This
sure
is the really crazy part that people may not get, that it's not for the money. It's actually because it's the true and correct responsibility, mm-hmm, for the tribes to look after people that are on their territory. And
okay,
the Commonwealth of Australia is no different.
Thank you. So when you look at the so-called white sails that came to this country, and when Captain Cook arrived, he as an officer did not have an office to talk to. What you're saying is Yidinji have an office now.
And that's official. That's how silly it is, right? So you can come next to the Pullman.
240 years later.
Yeah, exactly. So it's taken a little while, but you know, if the world can see Yidinji through the pieces of paper, then we're happy to provide that to describe the law that's here and it's always will be here.
Yes.
That law is untouchable because it's made by the boss, the creator.
So when you look at the SYG, Sovereign Yidinji Government, you as the Foreign Affairs Minister, so you have ministers acting in those roles. Explain that, please.
Yes, so the same way that the Commonwealth Australians Parliament, and Queensland Parliament, and have the premiers, the prime ministers, we've done the same. And it's to make it easier for them to plug into our world.
Okay, thank you. Yep.
So, you know, if you're if you know a friend of yours, let's say it's someone you want to date, you learn about that particular person, they might like movies and tennis.
You find the information on Tinder.
Whatever it is, but, you know, and we're saying, well, we can offer you movies and tennis. That's,
yeah,
sort of, there's an attraction there.
Okay.
So that's what we're saying. We know that you haven't got a treaty, so we're going to give you one.
Okay, lovely. All right.
You see what I'm saying?
You're helping them with the treaty aspect or to communication with First Nation people on their country.
Yeah, and we're encouraging all the tribes of this continent that people describe as Australia to look after and protect the Commonwealth of Australia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Yidinji Nation's not backward and coming forward, so we're happy to look after the Queen of Australia, the Australian Parliament, the Australian courts.
Yes, because in a peaceful manner.
Because, you know, a lot of people work there. We know them.
Yeah, sure, exactly.
So we're looking after their interests and their jobs and their offices that they hold inside the Commonwealth.
So it's all about the piece of paper. So Yidinji, sovereign Yidinji government, have their passport, have their driver's license, and are free to roam. But for also visitors coming to Yidinji country, here's your visa.
Well, there are nearly 200 visas being handed out here today.
Yes.
And as I have mentioned before, they're for 12 months in the that period. But Charles and Camilla received theirs. There's ones for Scott Morrison and many other men and women who hold office in the Commonwealth, the key positions, you know. So we're not anti anyone, you know. Comes back to that real proper way of, you know, even for people who might say bad things about you, you still love them, you know.
Sure.
Because it's that love that's going to win them over in the end.
Love them from a distance if there's animosity there.
Yeah, but, you know, that's where we got ambassadors and diplomats to send back and forth that message, you know.
Sure.
So, look, you know, it's all right. You can come here. We're not going to get wild with you or whatever. You know?
Sure. And you mentioned on stage and showed the uniforms of the Yidinji police.
Yes.
So just talk about that space and how Yidinji police would operate here on country, on their country, Yidinji, but how it crosses over in regarding QPS, Queensland Police Service.
Well, that would ultimately come into a formal agreement. So we want to look after QPS and AFP and ASIO and all these wonderful institutions. But the only thing that's missing is the formal agreement. So we're building that relationship of trust at the moment. We're currently building that between the Commonwealth of Australia and Yidinji. We're saying, look, we can see the value of having a Defence Force facility and having Australia fulfil those roles at the international law level. But you sort of need to come to the table and talk about that, because we have some ideas and things that may improve those services. You know, that's what we call settling the past and securing the future.
Tell us about your engagement with the Commonwealth of Australia in regard to the PM, the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison.
Yeah.
Are they all aware of SYG, Sovereign Yidinji Government?
Yes, Scott Morrison is an amazing man, and I don't hold back in saying that. That's why he appears on a Yidinji stamp.
Okay.
His office contacted me only recently, as last week or the week before.
So they do recognise and acknowledge
there is a
SYG.
There is a relationship there that's building, right? So the same with Nigel Scullion before. You know, he's a wonderful Australian, and he should be afforded all the awards and accolades that go with his performance inside of the Commonwealth.
Yes, yes.
Because he was the one that recognised and acknowledged the Yidinji Nation and its government.
Sure.
And
and he represents the Commonwealth in his position.
He was a senior cabinet minister at the time. And so he was a wonderful man.
Mm-hmm.
And the same with others that... there's too many
acknowledge. Exactly.
But
exactly.
You know, I want to say that to all our mob as well.
Bridges,
you know,
are being built, is what you're saying, regarding communication and conversations with the Commonwealth and SYG, Sovereign Yidinji Government.
Yeah. It's not for everyone. Like,
sure.
It sometimes people get confused about sovereignty, and I think that's where we're trying to make it quite simple and clear for everyone to understand. And I hope we are doing that in a way that people are appreciating that. And some people are saying, oh, that was really good, can I pass that stuff on to my mob? I said, no worries, you know.
Because I liked how you presented this morning on stage there to the delegates here at the Kasanam conference, that this is how Yidinji government operates, and we are here to support, help other countrymen who wish to go down this path and offer our services for free to help that come to fruition.
Yeah, I mean, the classic and simple one was the dancers from the Torres Strait, for example.
Mullagul.
Yeah.
Big shout out, Mullagul mob, Torres Strait Island dancers.
Most people up here know that story between Yidinji and the Kuyam story, right?
Yes.
So, you know, there's obligations we have to make everyone feel comfortable here.
Exactly.
Whether it's Kukuyalanji or you know, and that would do the same
when
for
you're
us.
Another man country, you welcome them, you know, you make them feel welcome and 100%. Enjoy your time here. That's what we're 100%.
Talking about. 100%. Yes. And, you know, that's my wish, that wherever we go as Yidinji,
yes,
that we are received in the same manner as well. Because, you know, if we're going to start getting prickly over some certain peoples, then their mob might treat us the same way if we go there.
Exactly.
So that's what I'm saying. It's a really simple way of doing it.
It is.
And, you know, if there are differences between different mobs, and there's a real simple way of dealing with that too.
Exactly. No, thank you. Look, a beautiful yarn, a deadly conversation. The Foreign Affairs Minister for SYG, Sovereign Yidinji Government, Murumul, I thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your conference, and watching the movement of SYG very closely, my brother.
Take care and God bless.
Okay, too deadly. It is a beautiful yarn there, and Trinity Trevor and Mike here coming to you live here from Gimoi Country, Cairns, here at the Pullman Hotel here on Abbott Street, at the outdoor broadcast Kasanam Conference. Kasanam is the Congress Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Nursing and Midwives, and the conference is the first of many, as I mentioned, 10 conferences over the next 2 months or so, and the first one here in Cairns. Like I said, we've given birth, pardon the punt, of the conferences for Kasanam, and great to be part of it here doing the outdoor broadcast, live outdoor broadcast with National Talk Black. Stay tuned to BBM 98.7 FM through NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Trinity Trev and lovely Yana with you, mob. Stay tuned. It is National Talk Black coming live here from the Pullman Hotel for Kasanam Conference, and Trinity Trevor and Mike here having beautiful yarns here with deadly professionals here at the conference. But stay tuned, BBM 98.7 FM. Good, darling. First of all, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yeah, we are Wutati, and we got family roots to Zenad Kes as well. Sedans, Drummonds, Raymonds, all my family.
Yes.
And proud Murray from North Queensland.
North Queensland. Big shout out to your beautiful mother and father, and they're based in Brisbane.
Yes.
Okay,
retired.
Lovely. Uncle Tim, Auntie Della, thank you very much. I remember running on when I first made eighth grade football, and I ran on the field, and your father, who was one of the leaders of the team, Kangaroos here in Cairns, and as a young fella coming through, and I was on the bench, I put him in the field. Okay, hey, Uncle Tim, I'm going to run wide. I want you to come inside me. He said, yeah, good move, but listen, don't call me Uncle on the field. I'm going, oh, shut up. So Uncle, give it to me, so that's all good.
That's
so my sister, thank you very much. You're the CEO of Healing Foundation.
Yes.
A beautiful partnership you're forming here with Kasanam. So first of all, let's talk about Healing Foundation, who you are, and tell us your connection and your relationship building with Kasanam and how important.
Yeah, well, the Healing Foundation, we were set up not long after Kevin Rudd, former Prime Minister's apology to Stolen Generations and their descendants and families and communities about the removal of children from safe, loving and nurturing families.
Yes.
And so it's acts like those that we're walking alongside communities to talk about that trauma and how it manifests today. We still shine a light on the Bringing Them Home report and the recommendations that haven't been implemented yet. And what we're doing is making sure our own mob in particular know what trauma is,
yes,
and that it's not a black thing.
No.
It's everyone, every human being has a central nervous system that can be affected by trauma. But we're talking about intergenerational healing now. And that's what our survivors are leading, and our elders. They're saying, we want to start healing intergenerationally now.
Not sitting
in that trauma.
Exactly. Not sitting in that trauma space. That exactly. Exactly. No. And it's about getting better.
Yes,
you
getting
know
better.
Mean?
Yeah.
And not bitter.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, yes. And we've got the tools and the know-how and the knowledge now that supports all of that. Because it's easy to say it.
Yes.
But doing it is another thing. And we want, like I said, we want to start with our own, so it makes so much sense for us to work with our doctors and midwives and nurses.
Yeah, exactly. So that's a good partnership,
yes,
good relationship there.
Because we're trying to change systems, one sector and one workforce at a time. Yeah.
And we're talking black on black.
Yes.
And you can't beat that, my sister.
No, you can't.
You know?
No.
You know?
Yeah.
We belong to our mob. We know our mob, you know?
Yes.
We know the healing, the trauma that they're going through, but we know how to navigate through that healing to get our mob to open up, acknowledge, recognize, and move on.
Yes, yes.
Know?
And, you know, our board members say, not let it capture us. Our elders say, don't let it capture us. We're stronger than that. We're the longest surviving continuous cultures on the planet because of those strengths in our
exactly.
culture.
And we need to bring those strengths to the surface, you know, and virtually we'll push out the yuckiness, you could say, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Heal, understanding the hurt and recognize it, but embrace it with love and with strength.
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
And so you will be, as in Healing Foundation, you'll be joining CASNAM with all their conferences?
Yeah, the major ones. We're having healing rooms as well.
Yes, let's talk about that.
It supports truth-telling, our healing rooms. We, like I said, that trauma, you don't know what's going to trigger you or re-traumatise because we are human beings. We do have that central nervous system. So the healing rooms are breakout rooms where people can go when they're feeling a bit heightened and overwhelmed.
Because something may be said from stage, Fiona, and that may trigger that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
even though black people, we are here together.
Yeah,
and it's great when we catch up together, you know.
Yeah.
The yarning, the comradeship, you know, and this spiritual healing.
Yes.
But if something does trigger in regard to what has been said on stage or what has what has come before them, then there is a healing room thanks to the Healing Foundation.
Yeah, well, there are these really strong movements now around truth telling.
Yes.
And that means that more people are disclosing what's happened to them, what's happened in their families, and you don't know what's going to trigger you.
Exactly, and it could happen any time.
Yep.
And Healing Foundation is saying, we are here for you at any time, you know, at any moment.
Yep.
And a step-by-step process in regarding the healing process. So if you have that conversation here, like here this morning at the healing room here at the Pullman Hotel for the CASNAM conference here in Cairns, that could start the mend of make it all better for you for your journey.
So we've got trained mental health experts up there. We partner with Butch Oprin too, and
okay, big shout out Butch Oprin.
Yes, social and emotional wellbeing team there. And what we do is just talk people through it, help them understand, and then they get to just enjoy being in that room and knowing it's normal. There's no stigma.
Yes, exactly.
We just care for each other in this way, and we hold each other in safe spaces.
My sister gave me goosebumps here. That's what it's all about. And if you look at it, that's what we belong to, you know.
Yes.
Like, look, our families, we're connected, my sister.
Yes.
So when you look at how our families operate, we proper love each other.
Yes.
And we respect each other, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you could be another kind feeling bad there at work, but when you come, when you look mob, which way?
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
I needed this today, now better go back to the JRB.
No, well, that's right. And the whole idea of us working with workforces is that they bring that to their job.
Yes.
That's why they're there.
Yes.
It's not a dirty word to love.
No.
It's not a dirty word to
exactly.
talk about care and doing it culturally and the way we've been raised and living our values. It shouldn't stop at work.
No, that's
right. It shouldn't be frowned upon at
24/7,
work.
24/7.
Yes.
And it's the way, it's a tool of as well,
educating
and non-Indigenous brothers and sisters as well.
Yeah.
And help
them
on their journey. Yeah?
Yes. Yeah.
We belong to that. We're sharing, caring people.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I'm singing to the choir here, my sister. But you're firing me up. Darling, look, beautiful yarn with you. Thank you very much, Fee.
Thank you.
All the best to you. I see that you brought your bodyguard, your brother, Jonathan, who joined us here at the conference.
Yes. We up here happen to be our big cousin Mark Seedon's 50th.
Big
so
shout out,
shout
Mark,
out to
50th.
Him.
Yes.
So, yeah, good opportunity for us all to
catch up,
be at home with family.
Yeah, there's a meeting right there.
Yeah.
Catch up with the mob.
Yes.
The mob owe you money. Shut up. Darling, we'll talk soon. Yeah, all the best, Fiona.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you.
To Deli Beautiful, you are there with Fiona Peterson. She's the CEO of Healing Foundation, and they've partnered up with Cass and Am in regard to the process of making our mob stronger. And the space that Cass and Am operate in, Congress of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Nurses and Midwives, is helping those young people who are studying and becoming nurses and midwives to go through those so-called barriers of racism and then the neglect of studying. And sometimes you feel that you're rowing this boat by yourself, but there's a team of people here to support you, and that's Cass and Am in regard to this space. So Healing Foundation, thank you very much. Great to have them at the table and regarding their support for our mob. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Stay tuned with Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry, and coming your live outdoor broadcast here at the Pullman Hotel, Aberystwyth on Gimoy Country, and that's Cairns here, and that's through National News Radio Service, BBM 98.7 FM.
There's a whisper in the morning light saying, get up and meet the day. But inside my mind there's a tribal voice, and it's speaking to me every day. And all I have to do is to make a choice, 'cause I know there is no other way. All the people for the rights.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more when it does. It will even up the score, don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong, and you're left alone to pay, the price is high. But somehow you'll survive, don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more when it does. It will even up the score, don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Take it out.
Times hard to control, then you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul.
Well, there'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more when it does. It will even up the score, don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll round again.
That old wheel
is gonna roll around once more when it does. It will even off the score, don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Yes, a very good morning, you mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Trendy Trevor and Mike Murray from Macquarie coming to you live here from the Pullman Hotel here in Cairns, outdoor broadcast for National Talk Black. And the conference that we are hosting here is CASANAM, Congress of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Nurses and Midwives. We're going to catch up a yarn now with John Gunner. He's a regional nurse and organiser with QNM Union. That's the Queensland Nurses and Midwives Union. John, a very good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. So you are a regional nurse?
A registered nurse, yes. So my background is in nursing, both in mental health and intensive care nursing.
Yes.
But I found myself through my career looking to advance the benefits and entitlements and allowances of nurses, which led me down the path of going to work for the union.
Okay, fantastic. So working for the union, so that's a support arm, you could say, for nurses midwives.
So we're essentially a union, so we stand up for the industrial rights and entitlements for employees. Mm-hmm. But what separates us from other unions is we're a professional union. We only advocate for nurses and midwives.
Okay, yes.
So we are probably the peak, we are the peak nursing and professional body for nurses in Queensland. And we work very closely with other organisations like CASANAM,
sure.
Australian College of Nurses, that sort of stuff. So
CASANAM would be like a member of QNM?
Well, no. So no. How it works is we're a membership organisation. We're made up of members that are Indigenous, Torres Strait Islander, non-Indigenous. And CASANAM is another organisation that advocates for the advancement of professional identity of nurses and midwives. So we work very closely. We have mm-hmm. members that are in both organisations. I'm a member of CASANAM. Si's a member of CASANAM. So we look at where we have common interests,
sure,
or where we see room for improvement for what we can do, and we can look at what Cats and Am's doing. They might look at what we're doing.
Sure.
If we've got a joint interest in advancing the professional identity of First Nations nurses and midwives in a certain area, how can we look at it strategically and work together as opposed to both of us working in silos trying to get the same result?
Well, success breeds success, and that's what we're looking at. So working together and have a team effort attitude.
Absolutely.
Yep. So when we look at Cats and Am, look at our First Nation nurses and midwives in training, in study, they're looking at making sure it's a strong, clear pathways.
Mm-hmm.
We're finding racism raises its ugly head for our young students, and they tend to drop out because of that. That gap needs to be closed, and we need to stamp out racism.
So there's one thing that we're really looking at, and the language we use is particularly tough, and we call it corruption in white nursing, where we look at what pathways are there for nurses, what pathways are there for First Nations nurses, but also what barriers are in place, particularly around support structures, identifying and supporting nurses who want to work on country,
yes,
as opposed to saying, well, we've got an opportunity over there, but that's not really what I want. Well, you can't work here because you might have a conflict of interest because you might be working with family. Why don't we recognise what's best for mob on country? And if that's a nurse that lives there, that knows there, yes, they'll be able to use their intelligence to be able to separate certain pathways that they need to. But they're probably the best advocates rather than a fly-in, fly-out nurse who doesn't know the community, doesn't know the country, doesn't know what people need. So we're certainly doing a lot of work in that space.
And we're talking cultural awareness here.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Yes.
But it's about, I think, we need to, there's the cultural awareness there, but we need to call out for what it is.
Thank you.
And it is racism. There is things that exist in place, particularly within big structural organisations that are very white on the top. And saying what is best ultimately for the community, what is best for the consumer, which is the patient, which may be a black fella on country that should have the best care.
Well, when you're talking nurses and midwives, you're talking about a professional who's there to heal.
Yes.
But if racism's at the table, then you're affecting somebody mentally, spiritually.
Absolutely.
And you're not doing your job as a nurse or midwife.
You can't. You can't do your job as a nurse or midwife. So what we're doing with the QNMU is identifying pathways. Now, we have a First Nations branch, which is a statewide branch made up of First Nations nurses and midwives from Torres and Cape all the way down to Yugambeh country, all the way out to the border. So taking, listening to what they see as the best way moving forward, taking into account what works down at the Gold Coast is going to be very different to what's up in the Torres and what's needed. So through that, we're identifying pathways to how do we get those students, like you've mentioned?
Yes.
How do we get them into university and supported through university and supported into identified...
The end result, success.
Identified positions.
Yep.
As opposed to saying we've got a tokenistic identified position over here, so we're going to rob a nurse from another health service and put them there because it's only a position. It's not a pathway to improvement. So there are a lot of the steps that we're trying to initiate and take part in to create those pathways and to grow that nursing workforce that is identified, that is for Torres and Indigenous First Nations nurses and midwives. Also taking into account that we do have a strong voice. We need that strong voice, and it needs to be listened to.
Look, so fantastic, John. Thank you very much for the... when you look at QNM Union, that's Queensland Nurses and Midwives Union, that's here in this state, Queensland. Do we have similar across the other states and
Absolutely.
Territories?
So we are... The Queensland Nurses and Midwives Union is the Queensland branch of the Australian Nursing and Midwifery Federation. So every state has a branch, New South Wales, Western... They're all there. So if people are listening and they go, I want to be involved in this, don't just be involved. Go to that union and say, I expect this. Yeah. What can you do for me?
Exactly.
That's certainly what happened in Queensland through our membership, and that's how we're driving change.
Sure. And the states and territories now have a national peak body for First Nation nurses and midwives, and that's Cats and Am.
Absolutely.
So they've got to be front and centre, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. And working and collaborating together for the best outcome.
John, very good yarn with you. Thank you so very much.
Thank you for having me on.
And all the best to you. Enjoy the rest of the conference.
Wonderful. Thank you.
To Deadly. All right, beautiful yarn there. John Gunner, he's registered nurse and organiser with QNM Union, that's Queensland Nurses and Midwives Union, here at the CASNAM Conference. Trinity Trev here, taking you right through to 12 noon, which is coming up to that time. News company very soon, back in the hot seat again tomorrow, and continuing the outdoor broadcast, National Talk Black, here at the Pullman Hotel, Gimoy Country, and here at the conference of CASNAM, the first of 10. Like I said, we've given birth here in Cairns for the conferences for 2021, and CASNAM is the Congress of Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Nurses and Midwives, and working closely with Professor Roy Ann West, the CEO, cousin, and love her dearly, and doing a fantastic job. But thank you for your company, your mob. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We are still in a pandemic. Abide by the rules, and let's be strong together, you mob, too deadly.
And standing there before me stood a fool. Once again, my drinking, it has shamed me. When I realized that hurt I put you through. Oh, I wish I could shrivel up and die. As I ask myself, what have I done? I guess I'll have to go and apologize. For once again, being a clown and having fun. I don't mean to drink the loving out of you, though it seems that's all that I can do. I can see it in your eyes, you're about to say goodbye. Darling, I don't mean to drink the loving out of you. I'll give up my wicked way and attend your every wish and need. I know I've said it all once before, but this time I mean it. Wait and see. I sit back and watch our children play, and I realize how far we have come. To think I nearly threw it all away when I nearly drank that love.
See you. G'day folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Fairy tale when you live in hell. Trust me, that's a story I know very well. Bad weather, no umbrella, it gets better. Seen it with my own eyes, Money and job, you ain't got one. How you gon' raise my godson? Adoption, I know that's not an option.